And that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions of the executive officer? Then we'll go to the public forum. I do have one card. Mr. Schimmick.
I'll make it mercifully brief. Good afternoon. My name is Steve Schimmick, Monterey Coast Keeper. I'd like to speak very briefly about the Santa Cruz County group of Phase 2 stormwater permits coming down the pipe. Staff has set a deadline of July 25th for the first draft from the Santa Cruz group. This is all in preparation for stormwater plans to come before you March of 2009. In May, the group sent a letter to the regional board staff asking for more time to complete the interim hydromodification standards part of their plans, that part of their plans. We support their intent, and we support the benchmarks that they've laid out. But we have three concerns that we'd like to express. One, the one-year timeline beginning in early June, as I understand it, for the HydroMod's interim standards creates a new document and timeline separate from the stormwater plan, which is March. It's our intent. Is it really your intent to have two documents and two processes? And how will you handle approving an incomplete plan in March if you have the hydro modifications? You've given them a one-year extension starting June. Two, this feels like we're retracing the same path as Salinas, which we all kind of feel was not the perfect process, where the stormwater plan and design standards were sent down separate tracks. Let's please not travel the same path again. And in three, the one-year extension and benchmarks proposed by the Santa Cruz group and approved by the regional board staff completely eliminates any public process. They have benchmarks. They have timelines. There's no public process at all in what they suggested to the regional board. And I hope that that's unacceptable to you. Our suggestion in the spirit of always having an alternative and a suggestion is that the staff bring together the Santa Cruz group along with some stakeholders, us, and that we try and come up with a timeline that brings these two things together. We would be agreeable to an extension for the stormwater plan to bring it together with those HydroMod interim standards. So we would agree to an extension bringing those together that may be problematic, and it could create the situation where you might have to meet somewhere other than Santa Cruz County. I don't know that. But end of June, would be 1 year, that maybe you could meet on that and those set of standards here in Watsonville in 2009 instead of March. We would be agreeable to that extension. We would hate to see you split this up into two documents and two processes. That would be not desirable for us. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Schimmick? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Ms. Lee? Boy, Steve, you really got your timing down, I must say.
Very practiced. Robin Lee. I just wanted the status of the ag waiver permit, because in the area in North Salinas where I live, the creeks are still heavily impacted with sediments. And when we did snapshot day in the first weekend of May, we did a transparency tube reading, which simulates a water column, and you want 50 centimeters, and we had one. So in essence, it was liquid mud running down Santa Rita Creek. So when you drive down San Juan Gray Road out of Salinas, the fields all flow in either beside the road or under the road into Santa Rita Creek, and there's no mitigation. There's no buffers. There's no nothing. So when they irrigate, it flows right off the fields into Santa Rita Creek direct. There's no diversion. There's no settling ponds. There's nothing. So I'm wondering about the status of the enforcement of the ag waiver permit when it's being just egregiously violated in my area anyway, and also on the Barunda Road, on the future growth area. That whole area is, for the most part, there's nothing to prevent the water from flowing directly into storm drains or Gabalon Creek or Natividad Creek or Alisal Creek, except in some instances you can see they put plastic on the banks. So I'm just wondering what's going on and how is this still happening, when I understood that after 2 years it would be enforced. They had time to sign up, get their plans in, all that stuff, and it's been more than 2 years now, and it's pretty grim. So if anybody can answer me, I appreciate it.
Well, it's not exactly a short answer. It's a large program as far as a large undertaking region-wide, not just in your area. And so while we've made some progress and we do have a very high compliance rate as far as folks who have signed up, I think the acreage is in the neighborhood of 90% or something like that as far as region-wide signing up. That certainly doesn't mean that everybody is doing the right thing just because they signed up. When they sign up, they also have to indicate what the practices are that they have in place, what practices they plan, and that sort of a thing. That still doesn't guarantee that that's actually what they're doing. That requires follow-up inspections. We've started with inspections. We've also started with enforcement actions for various cases. Another universe that we need to deal with, though, are those who haven't even signed up and they haven't even done that much. So we have to kind of divide up our time between those kinds of activities, and it's a pretty daunting task. And so we can't get to each and every you call them egregious situations necessarily immediately. I don't know if these are cases that you've brought to our staff's attention previously, because that's part of what we need is to know about those kind of complaints.
Talked to Jones. What's her first name?
Allison.
Allison. And she indicated that I could report people.
Right.
However, I don't know, as a lot of people do, I don't know who the growers are. I can just see it running under the road, and it's full of sediment.
And that's fine. If you just provide the location for us, we can follow up from there. And, again, that's still not going to guarantee that we get immediate correction, but we at least need to be aware of where we have, as you say, egregious problems.
It's pretty bad, especially in the Santa Rita Creek. The sedimentation is just pretty outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I don't know if you know, is anyone still pushing to have the stormwater permit, the stormwater runoff considered a utility and not be subject to Prop 218? And, you know, if anyone's, I know it's been on and off trying to get it through the different houses, the Assembly and the Senate. And I don't know if anybody know of any, I have not heard of any pushes for that for about a year or 2 years now. I don't know if.
Right. There have been a couple of legislative attempts to exempt storm runoff revenue raising from Prop 218, and they've been unsuccessful. And I think there was a more recent attempt, but I'm not sure what the current status is.
So they're still trying, at least.
Yeah.
Cities be glad to hear that. All right.
Thank you. Is anyone else in the audience wish to address this board on any item that wasn't on the agenda? If not, then I would like to thank my colleagues for all their assistance today, and we'll see everybody in San Luis Obispo on September the 5th. If there's no further business, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pleasure working with you again.
Yeah.